I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. We're going to continue on with our summer-long series. Dr. Husing has been forecasting how the various sectors of the Inland Empire economy will perform this year. The major sectors of our local economy include healthcare, logistics, manufacturing, construction and real estate, the professional management and utilities and information sector, and the retail sector. Last week, Dr. Husing talked about manufacturing. He generally considers manufacturing the least healthy of the Inland Empire's major economic sectors. Although last segment, we did hear Dr. Husing speculate that the growing cannabis industry could be a savior for California's lagging manufacturing sector. This morning, Dr. Husing concludes his remarks on manufacturing by issuing his official forecast.
In California, like I said, you haven't had a lot of manufacturing growth. In the Inland Empire, you have. Between 2011 and 2017, the sector added 13,500 jobs, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. That was 4.5% of all our job growth. It is a good paying sector in that these jobs pay on the median $51,385. So it pays more than the median that you find in logistics. Mm-hmm. Same exact process used to calculate both. Looking ahead, here we have a specific problem for the Inland Empire that may have been solved now. When the president announced his steel tariffs, Gerdau Steel and California Steel, both of import steel or use imported steel product to do what they do. California Steel, the greatest amount of weight coming by ship into Southern California through the ports goes out to Fontana to California Steel, to their plant there. Daily, there's a unit train that runs back and forth with that steel. If you put a large tariff on that steel, depending on how it's enforced, California Steel, as a corporation in Fontana, might not have been able to compete. It might have been out of business. Mm. Now, they've so far said not going to include Japan, not going to include Brazil, not going to include Mexico. That's their sources of that material. So that would benefit them if that holds.
Okay.
But again, and this is sort of a theme I hadn't thought of when I was doing this, the federal government is tending to not do this region any favors with the policies coming out of there. Now, going down, what's the forecast here?
For manufacturing.
For manufacturing.
In 2018, drum roll please.
200 new jobs. That's all. Hmm. Why? Because I can't figure out tariff policy. I can't figure out California policy affecting companies. And it was only 100 jobs in 2017. So I went up by 100% from one to two. A couple of years ago, in 2014 and 2015, it was 4,000 and 4,800. So we had a spurt of growth. But so far, that has vanished.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.